Pastor Renick, how are you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Great. I wanted to bring you on to talk about your Christmas pageant.
That's going to be on the week of the 20th. That will be from Christmas time, actually, the Saturday, Sunday before Christmas. That'll go all the way through the week. And we encourage people to come to Joyful Union Congregation, Bellflower, California, for our Christmas pageant. We will reenact the life of Jesus. And more to the point, we are going to reenact the birth and the young life of Jesus Christ.
Well, to the point at hand, you're going to be in a diaper.
I'm not going to be in a diaper, Phil. I'm going to be wrapped in a... You see, when you begin to say things like that, people think it's a joke.
And you're not in a diaper, but you're going to be laying in the manger yourself?
Yes, I am. And let me explain before you try to make a joke out of this.
I don't really want to make a joke out of it, but I do need for you to explain why you're laying in a manger wrapped in what? In swaddling clothes?
In swaddling clothes, yes. Which is a very tight shawl that is wrapped about the body from the shoulders to the feet. And the reason why I'm doing this is to show people the young life of Jesus and to show people the reality of the life of a pastor, the life of the shepherd of a flock. That is my life. As the representative of Jesus Christ.
Right.
On this earth.
Well,
And everybody needs to understand that if you go to church,
yeah,
standing before the flock is a man that represents the life of the blood of the Lamb. And anything I can do to bring the life of that man to my congregation, I will do.
And that includes wrapping yourself up and laying in a manger as Jesus.
That includes reenacting and creating the life of the blood of the Lamb. Life of the blood of the Lamb! He got on a cross and died for you.
Right.
Guy on the cross!
Well,
nailed to a cross! Nailed to a cross! We live in a visual society. I'm sorry, Phil, I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I just...
But I gotta tell you, the only way we understand is by visual. And that's what I'm giving my congregation, a visual of Christ as a baby. I lay in a manger. Lay there like the blood of the Lamb. All wrapped up in swaddling clothes, looking at the people going by. And in so doing, create the life of Jesus.
Yep.
Later on, they nailed his ass to a cross. But on Christmas Day, with the three wise men standing there, scratching their ass, I don't know, they probably didn't even know why they were there. And I'll tell you something else, Phil. The Bible says nothing about three wise men. Only one. Or two, three, four. It said the wise men.
So do you...
No, we don't have no three wise men. We got four. Because they can kiss my ass on Main Street on the county line if they think I'm going to buy into that three wise men bit. Forget it. Four.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can. I'm sorry, Phil. I get enthusiastic.
I understand that. But my question is, you wrapping yourself up in swaddling clothes and laying in a large manger to be Jesus, does that not mock? I don't mean that.
No, Phil, it doesn't mock Jesus.
I don't mean that to insult you, but would some people think that?
No, Jesus has a baby. No, it does not. What it does is it shows my true role on this earth. And it shows the living Lamb. My true role on this earth is as a pastor. And as a pastor, I am the representative of Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm saying that as a pastor of a church, I am the only Christ on this earth. You do not represent Jesus Christ. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I do. Me. And that's why I get into the swaddling clothes. That's why we do our Christmas pageant. I do Jesus in the world of business.
That's when you wear a business suit and you're Jesus?
Yes. That's exactly right. Jesus speaks through me. Jesus was the Son of God. He was the vessel through which God spoke. Well, now Jesus is gone. Nailed to a cross. Pulled him down and stuck him in a cave. 3 days later, rolled away the stone, and he ascended to heaven. I'm the shepherd now. The church is my flock. I'm as a shepherd like Jesus is a shepherd. The only difference between me and Jesus is that if you nailed me to a cross, I'd die up there and I wouldn't be coming back.
All right, so this is Christmas week?
This will be on Christmas week, December 20th. Now, I know that there are people who think that I am mocking Jesus, as you said. These are wannabe deacons who are jealous of my creative approach to the life of Jesus.
Right.
I know it's unusual.
Well,
I know it's never been done before.
Well,
as I lay there, people are going to come by, look down and say, look at that. I'm sorry, Phil. I had Braunschweiger sandwiches, and all afternoon it's been coming up. But if I want to lay in a manger and a diaper, I will. If I want to slap on a diaper, lay in a manger, stare up at someone's ugly kisser going by, who's to say I can't? I built this church with my bare hands.
Well, that's true.
Now you go, oh, you GD, right, it's true. I built this church.
I know that you did, and you, you've put up with a lot to keep that church going down there.
I put up with everything to keep this church going. I had people criticizing me for the fact they can use their bank debit card to contribute to the church. I had people criticizing me because we had a very graphic exploding manger 1 year to show the perils of terrorism. I had people criticizing me because I bought a gun with a silver bullet to try to keep the werewolves at bay. One Halloween night. I had people criticizing me because I thought the best way to take a child and get her some money because her mother is a drug addict and a crack addict was to get her a breast enhancement. And maybe get that booty patted out too. Those who have the courage, those lambs in my congregation who are strong can come forward and hold me. They can hold me in their arms. And they can hold me just like they can hold Jesus Christ.
Are you preaching?
You damn right I'm telling you what's up. You ever put your arms around Jesus? Phil, have you ever done that?
No, sir.
You can't a joyful congregation? You could come down and put your arms around the Christ. And if I'm in that manger wearing a diaper, who's to know?
Well, you are you're a passionate man.
I'm a passionate man. And I'll tell you, Phil, the beauty of what we're going to be doing Christmas week is there is a flat donation. $6.95, and you will partake of Christmas week, the pageant week, the Joyful Union Congregation week, and you can put your arms around Jesus Christ for only $6.95. And I allow the young women to come forward and hold me so they'll know when they become a mother how to hold a baby. And I'd like to reference back to something that happened last year. If I get an erection, that's my business, not yours.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I appreciate you coming on with me.
I'm always very excited to be on the Phil Henry Show because I think you allow a forum that other radio shows don't allow, Phil, so I do appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much, Pastor, and I know that... some people say that you are extreme.
Well, you know something? I don't care what people say. I only care what the Lord says. I only care what Jesus says. I only care about getting souls into heaven. I don't care what people who are unsaved think of me. I don't care what people who are led by the devil think of me. I allow the young mothers to lower their blouse and feel the Christ their Lord nuzzle on the great breast of motherhood. You think I care about what people think about that? You can kiss my ass on the county line of Main Street at high noon.